Now your letters. 2 weeks ago, our coverage of the Live Earth concert drew some criticism. Kevin Egan of Ventura, California wrote, "There was plenty of substantive news made by Live Earth, the largest such event ever. 100 practical, easy suggestions for small acts that can help reduce carbon emissions. A challenging 7-point pledge that gives the audience a new benchmark for involvement," he writes. Yet David Green's focus was the easy target of an audience that came for the stars and didn't know much about the issues. Mandalit Del Barco's story on using parrots in therapy of war veterans drew much praise. Barbara Schmitz of California wrote, "There is a hidden crisis with unwanted, neglected, and abused parrots in this country. Individuals impulsively buy these beautiful creatures in pet stores or on the internet without understanding the extensive commitment needed to provide these intelligent, social, and long-lived birds with good quality care. The program that you described in your story is amazing, as it provides healing for both the veterans and the parrots. What a lovely project." Robert Smith's segment last week on cringe readings, where people read embarrassing excerpts from their teenage letters and diaries, caused a lot of head shaking. I saw no value, no humor, no newsworthiness in Robert Smith's report of cringe readings in a Brooklyn bar, writes Beverly McConico of Pensacola, Florida. To me, it exemplified the deterioration of humor in today's society. That is, laughing at an adolescent's crude and ignorant writings about sex. I guess I just don't get much of today's humor that I see on TV, nor do I get why NPR would air such drivel. Shay Robertson of Evanston, Illinois, was quite happy with Lynn Neary's report on kids trying to avoid spoilers from the latest Harry Potter book. This morning, I and my 12-year-old, 11-year-old, and 5-year-old were eating breakfast, listening to the piece about reading the new Harry Potter book. We have long considered how best to introduce our 5-year-old to Harry. Should we read them to her or wait for her to be old enough to read them herself? The debate rages, but we all agree never to speak of the secrets of the books in front of her. We have a firm anti-spoiler policy. So this morning, when it sounded like one of the readers was going to tell a secret from one of the recent books, both my older children and I lunged for the radio to turn it down. But you guys blocked the spoiler before we could get there. After our group sigh of relief, my eldest said, "Now that's responsible journalism." You can write to us with praise or pans. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.